You are listening to the Rodeo Roundup. I'm Mark Anthony. We are in Jason's hometown. Hometown here?
Well, just south of my hometown, about 2 miles. So.
Apple Valley.
Yeah.
We're in a Perkins, so if you hear noises behind you. Hi, Jason.
How are you doing, man?
Long time since we've talked.
Man, you ain't lying. It's been it's like a yearly event. You guys come to town just to come talk to me. It's
just
great.
Just for you. Just for you. But then again, you've had a busy year.
Oh, man, it's been nonstop. I think I've had probably 3 or 4 weekends off since beginning of April all the way through now, through announcing and traveling and stuff like that. So,
well, that's one of the reasons I wanted to do this is because I remember at National Finals Rodeo last year, we were kind of going over the 2015 year and what, you know, and you said it's just going to be a huge change. Everything's going to change in 2015. And you meant that professionally as well as NFR, PBR, PRCA, the whole industry is changing, and 2015 has been just a kick-ass year.
Man, it's like you said, personally and professionally for me, it's been the best year I've had announcing rodeos. You know, I've gotten some pro shows. I actually made ABC National News out at Iowa State Fair. And they came and did an interview with me and they recorded some of my show out there. So that was kind of fun. But, yeah, I mean, it's been crazy. I've been going nonstop. And like you said, industry-wise, oh, good Lord, where do you even begin?
Well, let's start with Iron Cowboy.
Man, Iron Cowboy was fantastic this year. It was the second year, you know, at the AT&T Dallas Cowboy Stadium, and it's held in conjunction the same weekend as RFD TV's The American. I've been there both years, working and covering it for the Rodeo Roundup. And
is it getting bigger, better? Yes, no.
The American is gaining momentum. It's really kind of hard to say. Iron Cowboy, it's always, I mean, Iron Cowboy, it's a major event now, you know, so it's always going to be big. But the American, the first year last, it was really odd because Texas had a huge ice storm that first year. So they, I mean, there was 5,000 or 6,000 tickets that were sold that people couldn't even get there. Right. So it seemed a little lower. But this year, it was sold out, and the accommodations that we have at RFD and Denise Abbott and the PBR put on for us while we're at AT&T Cowboy Stadium are just fantastic. And it's a great event at a fantastic venue. You can't beat or get much better than AT&T Cowboy Stadium.
Yeah, that's world class.
It is, you know, and it's great because we're actually up at the press box, the Dallas Cowboys press box up top, and I mean, it's probably like a 10,000 square foot deal. They have banquet tables and they have their own catering company up there, and they open up all the sodas and cater us lunch and snacks all day long, and we have Wi-Fi and glass. I mean, it's one of the worst events I ever did.
Yeah. God, suffering for your sport is just horrible.
Absolutely.
And then, and then of course we roll along. You went to CMT Fest.
I did. I worked with emerging artist Dustin Craig. He's a national recording artist, and I worked with him for the week down at CMA Music Fest.
Man,
we'd met him in Las Vegas at the NFR in 2013. Yep. He had his song, "Every Day Is a Rodeo," was the song that opened up all 10 performances on GAC.
Really?
So yeah, that's how he kind of got his claim to fame. So,
then you went down. Now, this used to be called what? FanFest?
It used to be called FanFest. Now it's CMA Music Festival. Okay. I mean,
it's like 3 or 4 days long.
It's like Thursday. Well, yeah, it's like Thursday through Saturday. But I mean, you go down to Nashville, there's a party every damn night of the week. It doesn't matter where it's at or what it's doing. So
now you went down there to help Craig out.
I did. Dustin Craig. Yeah.
But you got pulled away to do other things.
Oh man, yeah, it was quite interesting. We were down there and we were actually setting up the booth at FanFest at the convention center there, and so a guy from Sony Records come down and said, "Hey man, we need spot fillers for the CMT Music Awards."
Aww.
Well, okay, whatever, you know, you have to go to this door and get a wristband, blah blah blah. So we, you know, he found out that we were with an artist and I was down there covering it and all this. So everybody else was getting blue wristbands or green wristbands, and a very select few of us in a different line got blue wristbands. And we're like, "What does this mean?" Well, you'll see. They weren't going to tell us anything. Come to find out, the green wristbands are, if you ever watch the CMT Music Awards, the arena is always full.
Right.
That's because they hand out the green wristbands and they're seat takers. So if somebody gets up during a live shot mm-hmm. and has to go to the bathroom that bought that seat,
The green wristband
go and fill it until okay. they come back, or if there's seats, and if you're lucky enough to get a seat for the whole time, then you can watch the whole thing. But that's how that goes. Blue wristbands, oh, that's completely different. They walked us and took us down an elevator and walked us around back, and you start seeing the placards, you know, national artists here, emerging stage artists here, and we're like, "What is this?" And so, you know, you go back and then all of a sudden here comes, you know, everybody that you ever want to know right out of their dressing room. So we're backstage getting ready. Of course,
that's better,
you know,
than a green seat.
It is. I had to go to the bathroom and I'm actually in the restroom with one of the main guys from 1,000 Horses, the band. He's just, yeah. We're talking. I'm like, "Yeah, this is kind of awkward." It's kind of fun. But then we go down the stairs and we literally go right to the pit. I was
right
first row.
There.
I was first row, 2 feet from the stage.
Yeah, I remember seeing
Aaron Andrews.
Photos.
You know, my like ex-wife. She gave me the "I love you" sign when I, you know, it was kind of fun. But I mean, what a great experience! And then, you know, not even that, but after that, the Sony Records, and we did all the parties and this and that. And
but you also got to go see some of the concerts.
I did get to see some of the concerts. We went to LP Field, courtesy of Sony Records. We did the Sun. It was the last night, and we saw Neil McCoy, Eric Church.
Yeah, just about everybody.
I mean, they were all live. It was a pretty cool show. And then it's kind of funny because you never know. For those of you that have never been to Nashville, they have Broadway. It's the party street where every bar that, I mean, any little honky tonk is on there, and it's always packed. People are playing from 9 a.m. in the morning to 2 a.m. I mean, they bring in different people. And I was sitting at Crossroads. It's right on the corner of Broadway and I think 5th Street or something like that. But there was a stage set up there, so we didn't know what was going on. It was Tuesday night, the night before the CMT Music Awards. So I'm sitting in there and I was talking to the band that was on there, so they invited me up on stage. So I actually had my Nashville Star moment. I got to sing live in Nashville, so that was kind of fun. And as I was singing, it was very interesting. A bald guy walked in, and I didn't know who it was. So as soon as I got done, they said, "Thank you, you know, blah, blah, blah. We'll have him back up on the stage later." Oh, and by the way, the guy that just walked in, Sean Fuller, he's a drummer for Florida Georgia Line. I'm like, "You've got to be crapping me." That's not quite the words I use, yeah. But we have to, but... So we're sitting there, and you know, and then all of a sudden, John, their bass guitarist, comes in, and me, Sean, and John, and my other buddy Jason, we proceed to do about an hour and a half of Jack Daniel's "Honey." Come to find out, they literally walked out of Crossroads after we had been drinking shots nonstop. Mm-hmm. They had to go directly on stage, so he took us backstage while they were filming their segment for the CMT Music Awards, and Sean downs a bottle of water, turns around, gives me a happy finger to say thank you for making him feel like this, throws a water bottle down, and starts taping his deal with Florida Georgia Line for the CMT Music Awards. It's kind of funny. You never know who you're going to run into down in Nashville. So.
Yeah, for country fans, would you suggest going there?
Without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, it's... that city is always country music, but
what do we do?
For the CM good. Awards, man, it's
thank you.
It's a good time.
Let me know if there's anything else.
Nice. I mean, it's nonstop. They've got the Country Music Hall of Fame, and they've even got all these outdoor stages. I ended up not even knowing we were at another little joint off the strip one night, and Craig Wayne Boyd, he was a winner of The Voice a couple of years ago, I think. His security guy from Australia was at a bar, and he was bumming a cigarette off of Dustin. We saw him the next day. We were actually at Wild Horse Saloon, and we didn't know it was his security guy at the time. So we're upstairs, and here comes Craig. We just hung out for 2 hours, BSing and drinking with Craig Wayne Boyd and all the guys from Australia. And like I said, you never know, man. It's a great time, and you need to take a week. You really do.
The whole thing.
You need to do the whole thing. It's a lot to take in, but there's not enough time in a day to do everything.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah. Right.
And then you came back and started your...
I took a week off of the rodeo trail to be able to do this. And good God, it's like I said, it's been nonstop. I did that in April, and that was into June, so I took a week off and came back and started Rodeo Trail, and I'm literally finishing my last rodeo of the run of my season here this coming weekend. I leave tomorrow morning for Alden, Iowa for the Circle C Rodeo Finals. They hired me again. And
You do rodeo announcements basically all over the Midwest.
I do, yep.
How far south?
I've been down to Missouri, Nebraska.
I know you're over in South Dakota.
South Dakota, North Dakota, Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois. I'm kind of all over the place. It all depends. Like I always say, my wife is my keeper, and my truck just tells me where to go. I just get behind the wheel and go for a ride. So you never know. I mean,
just point the truck at a rodeo and go.
That's right.
That's it.
That's right. That's like when I come back to Vegas for the PBR World Finals and NFR, man, I love it, because I get on a plane, drink a couple beers, have some peanuts, land, I'm good to go.
Stay in a hotel, that's it. Speaking of Vegas, we are coming into the PBR World Finals.
We are.
PBR went through a major change this year. New owners.
Yeah, it was a partnership. Not really new ownership. The rights were sold.
It was interesting to see that somebody bought it, but they're not making the major changes that you normally get when somebody does that. You know, they come in and they want their own team in, but they saw that the PBR was pretty well doing what it needed to do, so they just bumped everyone up to better.
Absolutely,
the
old CEO Jim Hayworth, a very good friend of the Rodeo Roundup and of mine personally, actually, we talk, and he actually got bumped up to like a worldwide, doing the whole Mexico thing for the PBR, and then Sean Gleason got brought up to take his place. So that's really the only major change that's happened. A lot of things that are going to be different this year at the PBR World Finals. J.B. Mooney, with, I think, three events left to go, comes back and is now sitting in the number one spot in the world again.
Debbie and I, we were at Last Cowboy Standing in Las Vegas, and, I mean, that was just like World Finals. Last year was J.B. and,
Silvano.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just like last year, JB went in very, very hurt.
Another big change, and it's going to be interesting to see how the PBR handles it this year. Is another very near and dear friend of ours, Marlene Henry, lost her great buck and bull, Mickey Mouse. Yep. That was... that was unexpected, and I didn't know what to say to her. I mean, it was bad, and I hope that the PBR treats it right and does something
to recognize it.
Absolutely, it's one of the greatest bucking bulls in history.
And
it was the only bull that she ever owned. So it's kind of I mean, she's devastated, you know, yeah. but she's still going to events. She still makes appearances. Her heart's in it. So I don't think it's the last we've seen of Marlene.
No.
Just my thoughts.
And it's interesting, again, with the PBR, the Bulls are just as much recognized as an athlete.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah. You have your two-legged ones. And your four-legged ones. Now, at last Cowboy Standing, they brought in some new guys from the new division riders.
From the Blue Death Velocity Tour?
Yeah. And we're starting to see some new blood in there at this level. And so it's not getting old, which is what some people kind of expected mm-hmm. after 20 years of this. And I think we're going to also see that at the World Finals, some new blood, because the last two or three years, you basically had the same top 20 riders.
Absolutely.
So this year, seeing some top bulls coming in, mm-hmm. seeing some really good riders. JB's coming in hurt, but still, it's going to be an awesome event.
It is.
And it's only a couple weeks away.
We were talking last night. We're 4.5 weeks away from me being out there to do it for another 10 days. I mean, it
doesn't seem like it.
Oh, man.
It's
like, I feel like this year I just can't get ahead. I'm playing catch up and nonstop. But, I mean, I've been working really hard to get enough stories mm-hmm. and interviews and stuff out there and just between everything going on. But getting back to the World Finals, if you've never been to Las Vegas, you want to go this year.
Yes.
The main reason is they're building the brand new Las Vegas Convention Center.
Arena.
Yeah. Or Las Vegas Arena. Yeah, I'm sorry. Convention Center is there. But it's going to be interesting because it was announced earlier, actually just like two and a half months ago, that this will be the last year the PBR World Finals will ever be at the Thomas and Mack Center.
Right.
Because as of the 2016 season, they're going over to Las Vegas Arena. So if you've never witnessed the spectacle and the history that has happened inside Thomas and Mack, you need to come and do it. You have one chance and one chance only to do that this year.
Well, that and, it's like when they went from a two-weekend schedule to a one-weekend mm-hmm. schedule. The vibe changed. The energy level went up. The new arena will seat, I think, 22,000. And the PBR has always been one to recognize those milestones in their history.
Absolutely. And like I said, the spectacle of the Thomas and Mack, we were talking last night. The new Las Vegas arena, everybody lines up and they actually have almost 100% chance to take a picture, get an autograph, shake mm-hmm. a hand, get a hug from your favorite PBR riders as they walk the Built Ford Tough blue carpet, the right. Ford blue carpet at the Thomas and Mack. I don't know how that's going to happen at the Las Vegas Arena. So it may be the last year that you're allowed to get, other than the fan zone, that up close and personal as they walk into the performance.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see how that happens.
Then they moved the fan zone because Mandalay Bay put a convention center in that parking lot. Mm-hmm. So they moved the fan zone down to the South Point.
Yeah, the brand new Preferred Arena. I mean, it's a beautiful facility. That's where last year the ABBI, buck and stock sale was last year, and it's a beautiful place. I just don't know if it's going to be a good or bad thing for the fans of the PBR.
Right.
It's going to be left to be seen here in October. So
it's still going to be a good time. Come on out and see it.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be a good time.
What is the Rodeo Roundup going to do for the World Finals?
Man, it's going to be kind of an extended coverage other than what we've done mm-hmm. in past years there, because it's a huge change thanks to the marketing and public relations director, Denise Abbott. She's been really
helpful.
Doing stuff for us. And a huge thing is we have pretty very limited interviews mm-hmm. the past few years, but it's a first ever National Media Day. And it's only very select people that get invited to the media day. and it's the Tuesday that the afternoon before the Heroes and Legends.
Right.
And every one of your top 40 bull riders, your Dickies Bullfighters, Sean Gleason's going to be there, and they give us time to do pictures, interviews, everything, so I can get interviews with absolutely anybody that I want that's part of the World Finals, to where in the years past it's been a struggle to get because they're so busy.
Right.
It's not that they don't want to, they just don't have time. But this allows everybody to have a time, so you can look for very in-depth, exclusive interview coverage from almost, hopefully, everyone of the bull runs and stock contractors and everybody that's there. It's going to be really expanded with nightly recaps, as I've done in the past years. Like I said, exclusive interviews. We're going to showcase a couple of rides each night. We'll put those videos up in the story as well and kind of watch the world champion run, the world champion bull run, and kind of showcase those things. So.
Now, for people coming out, yes, the World Finals is really cool to see. It's a really fun event, but the last couple of years they've had that Heroes and Legends, which is just, it's a separate event, but it, again, it's an intimate time to meet not only the top riders, but the...
anybody in history.
Yeah, the background people. The breeders, the marketing people, the retired...
the guys that founded the PBR are there every year. Jerome Davis is there.
It's where they honor their own, and so as fans, you can buy the ticket to this event and have a drink with Adriano.
Literally. Yeah. It's an open bar, I think, for the first hour there.
Yeah.
And I know Adriano, and I mean, you do too. I know a bunch of the boys.
But it's really funny because...
if you're going to find Adriano, you'll find him at that free bar the first hour. No, just kidding. I'm kidding. Well, sorry.
Well, it's funny because they show up clean.
Absolutely.
In suits. You're just like...
Yeah, everybody's wearing sport coats and everything.
Yeah, it's like you have to look at them and go, okay, jeans, cowboy hat, let's see. Oh, that is him.
Yep. Yeah, it's a different atmosphere, but it's well worth the extra money. And it's out at South Point up in the Grand Ballroom, just like it has been past years. But then they have the PBR World Finals kickoff party right downstairs, right there. So that's where everybody heads after, and we have a great time. And I think, don't quote me, I think I saw something that Cody Johnson is going to be the band for the kickoff party this year.
Really?
So it'll be, I believe that's what I saw. So.
Wow. All right.
I don't know if that's supposed to be out yet, but now you know.
Now it is. Going to be a fun week anyway.
Oh, it's going to be a blast. And the best part, this cowboy right here gets a convertible Mustang that cruises up and down with all week long.
Watch it rain that whole week. Just watch it rain that whole week. Weird rainstorm comes across Vegas.
Yeah. Well, you guys have gotten some weather down there, man. It's been a little
flash
bit crazy for
just,
you.
No. Yeah. On one side we've had flash flooding. On the other side we've had wildfires.
Yep.
Mother Nature.
Gotta love it, man. Gotta love it. But no, it'll be fun. It'll be a good time. It's going to be, as the curtain draws on Sunday, it'll be a tough one for all of us that have really, worked in the media area for so many years, because it's going to be new to everybody next year. So it'll be interesting to see how that turns out.
It'll be, We will survive.
We
will survive. All right.
That's right.
And then we move on to the PRCA.
Yeah. Well, I think this ought to be another podcast. No, I'm just kidding. There's a lot going. Well, there's a lot going on with that organization right now, and
bring us up to speed on where they are.
NFL. Well, I mean, the season's winding down. A lot of the contestants have pretty much solidified their spot. 90% of the roster for the NFR is set. You got some great first timers that are going to make their first appearance there. One of them being an extended family member of the Wright brothers.
Another one?
It's his last name's not Wright, but he's an extended family member of the Wright family. So, so yes, there'll be another. But you know, the reigning world champ, Wright brother.
Mm-hmm.
He's sitting in like 28th position now. Not even he's on the outside looking in. Not going to make the finals.
Wow.
You don't hear that very
That'll
often.
Be a first time in years.
It'll be very interesting to see the format changes. But you know, and who knows? It may be. I don't think it will be. But I mean, there's speculation that it may be the last time that you'll ever see some of the top 70 athletes in the profession inside Thomas and Mack again. I don't think that'll be the case, but there's been some major changes and some major announcements over the last month and a half, couple of months.
Which brings us to
the elite rodeo athletes and the Elite Rodeo Association.
Yes.
Very big proponents.
That came out of the... We're moving out of Vegas to Florida.
To Dallas to... Yeah, that whole mess that... it was interesting... To say the least, at the press conference last year at the NFR.
Yes, yes. There are a lot of people biting their tongues.
Mm-hmm. And you know, some of the great names: Trevor Brazil, Charmaine James, Luke Branquino, Wade Sundell, Clay Tryon, Jade Corkle, Fallon Taylor. All these people have pledged allegiance to the new ERA.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that they're
abandoning,
completely leaving the PRCA, but what it means, last week they came out with a joint statement that their priorities are going to go to the 15 events and the ERA World Finals in November in Dallas.
Now,
so that means they're going to be on a much more limited schedule. And it also says... And I'm waiting to hear back from Wade Sundell. I've got an exclusive interview coming up with him about this. But the way it sounds, they said that they will go to the standardized PRCA events, you know, like the regular ones.
Mm-hmm.
But they will not be in any special playoff or other type special events in any other organization other than the ERA now. So when that wording leads me to believe that you will not see any of the past champions at the Justin Boots Playoffs,
right.
the Wrangler Champions Challenges. I'm not quite sure how that's going to work with the American, because that's considered a specialized event.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of ifs, ands, or buts that's going to start in January 2016.
Well, then we have, what was it, last year or the year before when they announced... The year before when they announced the Wrangler network that the PRCA was going to start to have a more team approach, so that you'd have these top riders at these major events, you know, so that you could follow your favorite rider. So
yeah.
this throws a wrench into that.
Well, it does, and you know, and. There are a lot of the names that are in ERA right now that said, oh man, this is going to be great because my fans can follow me and get to know me better, and they can get to know me on a more personal level. Well, guess what? CBS Sports Network now covers the NFR.
Mm-hmm.
So ERA did them one better and said, well, we got the National Fox Sports Network covering every one of ours. And you're guaranteed to see the top 70 contestants in the world in the sport of professional rodeo in one place 16 times throughout the year.
And you have less of a chance of it being bumped by a basketball game, which is what happened last year at the NFR.
Yeah.
This is going to be an interesting World Finals.
Well,
behind the scenes.
It's going to be an interesting NFR, just because everybody that is involved in the making of the ERA are NFR contestants this year. So we'll see where the battle lines draw, and we'll see how that all plays out down in the media room.
It's going to make for some interesting interviews.
Absolutely.
And a very interesting...
Well, and remember last year, Fallon Taylor, world champ, she got fined for clothing stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Do you think anybody's going to care that has in the ERA or, you know, if they get fined or what they do? I don't know. I think they're going to have less of a worry about it. That's just my take on it.
How is she doing anyway?
She's doing great. I mean, she...
Have you touched her lately?
She was just in Puyallup, Washington. Pendleton. And did her first ever run with her new horse that she's training on the Green Mile out there. So she... Really? And she, it's actually funny because it was just... I think she ran yesterday or the day before, and she actually wore a GoPro. So
really?
She's putting out a new video, and I can't remember what the video name of what the DVD is going to be named, but that will be one of the GoPro runs featured in her video that you can buy. I'm sure she's probably going to have it out by national finals.
Oh, definitely.
I would think so.
Yeah, she's kind of the whole, you know, she's got the whole social media thing down pat.
Oh,
she's,
absolutely. Absolutely.
She works at just perfect.
Yeah, and you know, and she's one of the most humble persons out there. Her husband is just a stellar guy, you know. And they know what it's all about. They know that the fan base is loyal.
Yeah.
Wow.
We have an interesting couple months coming up, don't we?
Absolutely, we do. It'll be a lot of running, a lot of exclusive breaking news. I think there's going to be a lot more breaking news happening at the NFR than anybody realizes.
So we're going to see more of your writings on like a weekly basis?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. And you're still answering fan...
Absolutely. At the bottom of every post, I have that phone number I put up there. And man, if you have any questions or anything or... that you want me to ask your favorite contestant, like I said,
you want to interview who, you know?
Absolutely. If you have any ideas, just let me know and we'll see what we can do. That's what we're here for.
All right. We have the PBR World Finals in October. We've got the National Finals Rodeo in December, and then we start all over again in January.
Yeah, 2016 is going to be even more than it is this year.
So hang on.
Because we have... End of October is PBR World Finals. Middle of November is ERA World Finals. And the beginning of December is NFR.
Do you remember where the ERA first show is? The first event?
They have not actually released a schedule yet.
Okay.
They said it will be released very shortly, but the ERA World Finals will be in November of 2016 at the American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas. Okay. That's the only one that they have announced.
All right, so we will have all that up on the website, therodeoroundup.com. Send you the questions, any questions that they have, or any requests for people that you want Jason to interview. Otherwise, let's wrap it up. Go home. You got some kids to pick up.
I do. I want to do a couple things here real quick. You need to make sure that you follow therodeoroundup.com.
Yes, you've got some giveaways coming up.
I've got some great things happening as part of the NFR and PBR World Finals coverage. I inked a deal with Impact Gel. So we're going to be giving some...
What does Impact Gel do?
They make saddle pads and gel insoles for your shoes. They make phone cases, all that. But a lot of the top-tier athletes in the PRC, ERA contestants, I'll use their saddle pads. I'm going to have some $250 gift certificates to give away. We're going to have some saddle pads, all that fun stuff. I did put a story out that will be going out next week, so you need to make sure you look at the rodeoroundup.com. There are certain hashtags that you need to put on both Impact Gel's social media sites and ours, so we can link everything together to get registered for the drawing. And also, my good friends from Deep South Barrels out in Texas, they make
this one I like.
They make the whiskey barrels, and I got to sit down with them at the Minnesota State Fair, and we're going to be giving three or four barrels away.
Barrels
through the Rodeo Roundup, and what's really
wooden barrels
that you make your own whiskey in, and you can make a liter of whiskey for under $7 the way that they have it. And he actually gave me some stuff, and all I got to do is go buy the vodka, and I'm waiting to try my Pendleton whiskey.
Now, are these the 55-gallon drums?
These are the 1 liter.
1 liter
drums? The smaller ones.
Wooden drums?
Yep. Cool. But it's really cool because if you have a business or if you have your favorite whiskey or if you have, you know, any logo that you want, if you have your own logo for a business, the drums that we're giving away with the RodeoRoundup.com and Deep South Barrels, you get that logo to me, and I will submit that logo, and it will be hand-burned into that barrel.
Really?
So, yep, you'll have
your own
stamp. You
can get your
little
wooden barrel with your logo on it.
Absolutely.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
TheRodeoRoundup.com. We got all of the details up there. Jason, have yourself a wonderful weekend, your final weekend doing rodeo announcing until next year. And
maybe I can get some sleep until I come to Vegas.
All right, we're done.
All right.
Thank you, folks.